So the last obstacle, the last struggle is this question, you're too busy and you don't have enough time. Okay, that is absolutely true for just about every one of us in modern life. And the accelerating pace of modern life, it makes us feel that we have less time than ever before. So there's some simple ways to deal with this. I like to think about meditation in this way. It's not important in the beginning how much you do. So for example, say you choose to do 5 minutes a day, but you do it every day. In my book, that's a lot more valuable than trying to meditate 20 or 30 minutes out of the gate and then getting frustrated. Instead, create a habit, meditate for 5 minutes every day, and pretty soon it's going to become easier. And you'll find it easier to increase the time of your meditation. So here's a second trick. Tie your practice to another existing habit. So for me, the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up is I get my cup of coffee. And when I finish that cup of coffee, which is my morning routine, I go right to the meditation cushion. So for you, it could be making the bed, it could be brushing your teeth, or like me, it could be having your morning cup of coffee. But pick one trigger in your routine and tie it to meditation. That's gonna make it much easier for you to bring meditation into your life and to start building a practice. That is one of the most effective ways I know of to make sure that you start to develop a consistent practice. And everyone can make room for 5 minutes in the morning. So that's it for today. Tomorrow, in the final part of this three-part series, we're going to discuss a few case studies, real-world examples that show how powerful meditation can be and how quickly it can transform your life. I think you're going to be surprised. I can't wait to share these stories with you. So on a final note, what did you think of this class? What kind of insights did it promote for you? What kind of reflection? Let me know. Share your thoughts with me. And I look forward to meeting you again in class tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for part two of Meditation for Life, a three-part introduction. In our next session, we're going to share with you a case study about meditation and the kinds of transformations that people can experience from this practice. What did you think of today's session? Head on over to our private Facebook group called Meditation for Life. Just follow the link on the page below, request access to the group, and we'll let you in. Everyone's welcome, and we can continue the conversation there.